Mesechet Alos Parakei Mishnah Gimel Haisah Shleima. If the pot that was put in the window, that was in the ceiling of the bottom floor, was Shleima, was entirely intact. We had in the previous Mishnah that if there's a mace on the bottom floor and there's an aruba, a skylight, it's a tefa by a tefa, the ceiling of the bottom floor which leads to the upper floor, that the tumor would escape through that aruba and would be metami the entire aliyah. But if a kli cheres was put into the window that sealed up the window and the bottom of the kli cheres was facing down, that would protect the aliyah from becoming tummy. And in the previous Mishnah, we were talking about in such a case that the Gedera had a hole punctured in it the size of a Konis Moshka. But this Mishnah will discuss in a case where the Gedera was entirely intact. Beisilo Oimrim Matzeles Alakol. Beisilo holds that in such a case that the Gedera was intact, it would protect everything that was in the upper floor from becoming tummy from the maze in the bottom floor. Beisame Oimrim Eina Matzeles Ella ala oichlin v'ala mashkin v'al klechers. Bishami says, the kedera would only protect oichlin, food, mashkin, liquids, and klechers, earthenware kaling that was in the upper floor. Only those things would be tar, but everything else in the upper floor would be tummy. Any other kaling that were not made out of chers would become tummy from the maze in the bottom floor. The reason why Bishami holds that everything besides oichlin and mashkin and klechers would become tummy from the maze, even though the window is sealed with the gedera, because we're talking about where this gedera was owned by an ama aretz, somebody who was ignorant in hilchos tumah betara, and even though he assumes that his gedera is tar, we can't rely on that. Chaverim, people who are well versed in hilchos tumah betara, do not rely on an ama aretz, and they assume all of his kalim are tame since he does not know very well the halacha of the tumah and tara. So since this gedera, we have to assume is tame, it cannot be chaytid b'snei atumah. It cannot protect the aliyah from becoming tamid. As a kli which is tamid is not chaytid b'snei atumah. So therefore, in reality, everything in the upper floor is tamid, including oichlin and mashkin and kli cheres. As we cannot differentiate between oichlin, mashkin, and kli cheres and all other kelim, everything would be tamid in the upper floor. But the reason why Bishami says that oichlin, mashkin, and kli cheres is protected is because the Amar is not going to listen to us if we tell him that we assume his kli is tame and it's not chaytis b'fnei atumah. So in order that he'll listen to us, we tell him that it does protect l'chol hapachlus at the very least, oichlin, mashkin, and kli cheres. But other kelim, it would not protect. And that, he would listen to us. Now, even though the Amar thinks his oichlin, mashkin, and kli cheres are tar and they're really tame, that doesn't make a difference because anyway, we assume everything an Amar has is really tummy. We're only afraid that maybe a chaver, somebody who is careful about tumah and taro, will borrow something from an ama aretz thinking it's tar when it's really tummy. Now, if we say that the oichlin, mashkin, and kli cheres of the ama aretz is tar, and the truth is it's really tummy, it doesn't really matter, because a chaver would never borrow oichlin, mashkin, and kli cheres from an ama aretz anyway. And since we have to assume everything an ama aretz has is tummy, and oichlin, mashkin, and kli cheres, there's no way to be metahir these things. You can't dip them in a mikvah and be metahir them. So since there's no way to be mitar them, a chaver would never borrow these things from an amaret. The only thing we're afraid of is maybe the amaret has other kalim that are not a clay cheres, such as clay makas, metal kalim, or clay eggs, wooden kalim. And these kalim do have tar of a mikveh. If you dip them in the mikveh, they would become tar. So a chaver, somebody who is careful with tumah and tar, would borrow these type of kalim from an amaret, even though we have to assume that if tameh, he'll go ahead and dip them in the mikveh, and then he'll use them after he dipped them in the mikveh. But in this case, dipping them in the mikveh would not help. And since we're assuming that the tumah went through the aruba, went through the sky window, with matame all the kalim in the upper floor. So now those kalim are tame from a mace. And kalim that are tame from a mace, it does not suffice to dip them in the mikveh. You need to be mazal on them, to sprinkle on them, from the mechatos, from the efer of the paraduma. And the chaver will not know that they're tame from a mace, and he'll borrow them from an ama aretz, and he'll dip them in the mikveh thinking that that's enough, and he'll use them. So therefore, since the Chachamim were afraid that the Am Haaretz will lend these kalim to a chaver, and a chaver would inadvertently use them without sprinkling on them from the May Efer of the Parah Duma, so the Chachamim said that only Oichlin, Mashkin, and Klei Cheres are protected from the mace in the bottom floor. These things anyway, a chaver would never borrow from an Am Haaretz, since you can't be Matai these things in the mikveh. While other kalim, such as Klei Matzah's metal kalim, would become tummy from the maze, and the Amaris will listen to us, since we do acknowledge that some things are protected from the maze. So before he lends a metal kli to a chaver, he'll let him know that it became tummy from a maze, so the chaver will know to sprinkle on it from the May Efer Parah Aduma before he uses it. So therefore, nothing bad will come out of the fact that we allow Osel Maske and Klechar to be protected, while other Kalim, we say that they do become Tamei, since the Kli of an Amaharit is Tamei, it's not Chaytetz, the Tnei Atumei would not protect the Kalim in the upper floor from becoming Tamei. Chazru Beis Hillel the Hayrois, Kedibre Beis Shammai. When Beis Hillel heard this reason, which is quite logical, Beis Hillel retracted their position, as originally Beis Hillel said, that everything in Aliyah is protected from the mace on the bottom floor, since the Kedera, since the pot is sealing up the window. Now Beis Hillel has retracted their position. They agree with Beis Shammai that since the Kedera of Amaharit is Tamei, cannot protect the Kalim in the upper floor from becoming Tamei. Only Ochlin, Maksa, and Klecheres will the Chachamim say are protected from the mace, since anyway a Chava will not borrow these things from an Amaharit. The second Aluf Perek Hei Mishnah Dalet Lagim Shehumalei Mashkin Tohar. Jars that are filled with liquid that are tar. We've seen in the previous two Mishnah that when there's a bias and a aliyah, a lower floor and an upper floor, and there's a sky window which leads from the bottom floor to the upper floor, and there's a mace on the bottom floor, and the sky window is sealed with an earthenware cleat that was put into that window, that Beis Shammai said in the previous Mishnah that Kli Cheres that was put in the sky window would protect Eichel Maske and Kli Cheres that is in the upper floor from becoming Tamei, as opposed to other Kalim, would not be protected from the mace, even though the window is sealed with a Kli Cheres. And the reason is, we explained in the previous Mishnah, that we're talking about where the Kli that sealed the window belongs to an Amaharit, and we have to assume that it's Tamei. So therefore, since it's Tamei, it does not protect the upper floor from becoming Tamei from the mace. Just since the Amaharit would not listen to us, unless we gave them some leeway, so therefore, we say that the Eichlin, Mashke, and Kli Cheres in the upper floor would be protected from the mace, as a Chavar, non-Amaharis, would not borrow these things from an Amaharis anyway. So therefore, the Chacham had no problem with claiming that those are tar, even though the truth is that they're Tamei, since the Kli of an Amaharis would not be Chaytub, but Sanatum would not protect anything in the upper floor. So now the Mishnah expounds on that din of Beis Shammai, that Eichlin, Mashke, and Kli Cheres would be protected, while other Kalim would not. The Mishnah tells us that if in the upper floor there are jars that are filled with mashkin taharim, halagin tamei tuma shiva ba mashkin taharim, the lagin, the actual jars, would become tamei, they're tamei for 7 days, since they became tamei from the mace in the bottom floor, while the liquids inside of them would remain tar, as since the aruba, the window, is sealed with a klei cheres, id mato would protect eichlin umashkin, but not kalim other than klei cheres. So the lagin, which are not made from cheres, are not protected, while the mashkin inside of them would be protected. So we have a very interesting scenario over here where there would be a kli that's tamei and the mashkin inside of them would be tar. The kli would not be metame the mashkin. Then pinan b'kli acher tmeh. But if you remove the liquids from the jars that they were originally inside of and put them in a different jar, then they would become tamei, and the other jar would be metame them. As even though the mashkin are protected, but that's only from the mace the bottom floor. But if you put them in a jar that became tamei from the mace, that jar would be metamei the liquid. Now, even though the original jar they were in also became tamei from the mace in the bottom floor, so why didn't the original jar be metamei the mashkin? The Mefarshim explained that since the Rabbanim were geizer, that in such a case, if there's a mace in the bottom floor, that the kli cheres in the window would protect eichlin or mashkin, so therefore we cannot say that the original jar it's in would be metamei the mashkin, because if that would be the case, then the mashkin would always become tamei, not from the mace, but from the jar that's inside of them, unless the mashkin were in a klei cheres. That goes counter with what the Chacham are trying to be gezer. The Chacham are trying to be gezer that mashkin would be tar. And if we say they become tamei from the jar that is holding them, then they would never be tar unless they're in a klei cheres. So therefore, since that would go counter with what the Chacham are trying to do over here, the Chacham said that the original jar that they're in would not be metamei the mashkin. But if you would take out the mashkin and put them in a different jar, then the mashkin would become tamei from the jar. Ha'isha shehilasha ba'areba. Ha'isha ba'areba tmehem tumashiva. Ba'abatek tar. If in the upper floor a woman is kneading inside a kneading ball, there's a mace on the bottom floor and the window is sealed with the klei cheres. Same case that we had before. In such a case, the isha herself and the areba, the kneading ball, would become tamei from the mace in the bottom floor, since the Kli Cheres that seals the Aruba belongs to an Am Haaretz, so it would not protect the Isha and the Areva, so therefore the Isha and the Areva are Tmeim for 7 days, since they became Tamei from a maize. But the Batzek, the dough inside that Areva, would remain tar, as the Batzek is Eichlin. And Eichlin is protected from becoming Tamei from the maize on the bottom floor, even though the Klicheres that seals the Aruba belongs to an Am Haaretz and is Tamei, and it's not Chaytik B'Fnei Atuma, but the Rabbanu will go there. That Eichlin and Maskim are protected from the maize, so therefore the Batzek is protected from becoming Tamei, even though the Batzek is inside an Areva, which is Tamei. That Areva would not be Metamei the Batzek, just like we said in the first case, that the lug in the jar is not Metamei the Mashkin, so too that Areva is not Metamei the Batzek. Then Pinato, the Kli Acher Tamei. But if you would remove the Batzek from the original Kli and put it into a different Kli, then it would become Tamei, as the Kli that you now put it in would be Metamei the Batzek. And if the Isha, whose Tamei would take the Batzek out from the Kli, anyway, the Batzek would become Tamei from the Isha, because as we said, the Isha herself has become Tamei from the maize that's in the bottom floor. Chazru Beis Hillel Lahoros Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel retracted their original position, like we saw in the previous mission, that Beis Hillel originally held that the clay harris that seals Aruba would protect everything in the upper floor from becoming Tamei from the maize. But after they heard the Tam of Beis Shammai, the Beis Shammai explained that the clay cheres cannot protect the things inside the upper floor, since the clay cheres belongs to an Am Haaretz. So therefore we have to assume the clay cheres is Tamei, and the clay that's Tamei cannot be chaytid b'fnei ha'tumah, cannot protect the things in the upper floor from the tumah. Beis Hillel heard that reason and retracted their position, and they went ahead and held like Beis Shammai that only Eichlin, Maskin, and clay cheres would be protected, but other kelim would become Tamei from the maize, from the bottom floor.